You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I'm Tracy Ross. Asia Burnett's here. Kate Lochte's joined us in the studio, and on the phone we have Yasmin Awesombaugh. She's the director of Christian County Cares 2015. We're going to talk about the International Festival in Hopkinsville. It's at the JEB Convention Center March 15th and 16th. Yasmin, welcome to Sounds Good.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be talking to you all.
You know, I went, Yasmin, to the Global Education Center, which is providing many of the dance groups and demonstration groups. And the headline on their website is "The Arts, a Bridge to Understanding." Mm-hmm. And that's what you're all about.
That really is what this whole event is about. It's set up to be, and it's going to be, and it has been in the past, this is our fourth year doing it, a good opportunity to understand other cultures and understand people from around the world in a fun, interactive way.
So the there's a main stage and there are workshop stages, and the dance groups come from the traditions of India, Africa, China, the Caribbean, pre-Hispanic, Aztec. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
It really is amazing. We're really proud that we are able to get together so many dance groups from so many different cultures and bring them, you know, right here to Hopkinsville, Kentucky. And they're all wonderful dancers. Most of them have performed for us in the past. You know, the Global Education Center brings dancers, but we also have local dancers who are from Christian County or the surrounding areas who also participate. So it's very exciting that we're allowed the opportunity to bring all that diversity here.
Would you set the scene for us? What will the James E. Bruce Convention Center look like? What will the activity, how will the days go?
Oh, well, it's going to be just an amazing, I'll start for you on Friday. When you walk in Friday, everything will be completely set up, completely ready to go. On one side of the convention center, we'll have a global village area set up. And the global village is basically different kinds of booths, each representing different cultures. And they'll have hands-on activities where you can maybe cook a little bit from that culture or do a little bit of art and craft from that culture or see how people decorate their bodies from that culture and have an opportunity to learn from people who are immersed in those different aspects of the world. And then also in that global village, we're setting up a story time tent. And in that story time tent, we'll have people from around our community who speak a language other than English reading fables from that culture, from that country, in both English and the foreign language. So we'll have stories going on every half hour, Friday and Saturday. And we'll have languages such as Spanish, such as Farsi, such as Chinese, such as, you know, all kinds of different languages. We have, I think, about 7 or 8 different languages, but some of them are done multiple times. And so that will be an exciting thing going on in the Global Village. And next to the Global Village, we have a kids zone, which is an area for children, obviously, that can't be unattended. But they'll be able to play, but not just play games that we're usually used to, but play games from different cultures and countries from around the world. And so, again, lots of hands-on activities and whatnot. We'll also have vendors throughout the entire James E. Bruce Convention Center selling foods from other cultures as well as Americanized food and also items. Then we'll also have the stages. So we have one stage where the actual performances go on, and then out in the lobby we have the demonstration stage where you can actually get up there and learn. Like, the performers will actually take time to teach individuals in the audience the dances and the songs that they were performing. So that'll be pretty excited, and, you know, I think the kids will enjoy doing that, and I hope some of the adults get up there as well and learn that. During the, like, so that's just if you were walking Friday or Saturday, all of that stuff will be going on. But then we also have, I guess, events within the event.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday we have a business after hours sponsored by Las Fuentes, which is a local restaurant, and they'll be bringing some food out and just kind of a socializing event. And there's supposed to be a mariachi band coming, so we're pretty excited about that one.
Great.
And then we're also having an international pageant. So kids are Friday at 5 o'clock. Kids from our community have taken the time and the effort to learn about a different culture. They're going to be dressing in that culture's clothing and coming out, and we're giving out $300 prizes for the child who represents that culture the best.
Very fun. And yeah. I hear you have a kite festival and a rugby game scheduled as well.
Yeah, on Saturday from 1 to 3, we're having a kite festival. The local Parks and Recreational Department does that. It's a bring-your-own-kite, but they'll be out there to help you fly the kites and that sort of thing. So that'll be outside. That's one of the few activities that's going to be outside. And then at 3:30, we're having a rugby game. There's a local rugby clubs, and they're going to come out and have some games out there. So that should be a lot of fun as well. We've really done a big part of our effort this year was to have a lot of the stuff inside, just so that weather, you know, you never know how weather can be in March.
Witness today and yesterday.
Exactly. I think it's supposed to be 60 this weekend, and it was snowing a day ago. So,
listen, tell me something, mm-hmm. Yasmin. What is Christian County Cares?
And Christian County Cares is our community vision plan here in Christian County, Kentucky. It's run through the chamber, but it's really a organization that gets a lot of input from the community. We basically try to implement the 70-page vision plan that leaders and participants from our community created. And the main goal is to make Christian County an even better place to live, work, and play. We believe we've got a great community, but like anything, it can always be better. And so our energy is primarily focused on making our community the best it can possibly be. And so we do that through things like this that focus on engaging our community. We also have a pretty big aspect on it that focuses on the educational attainments in our community, helping our educational system be better than it even is, and helping ensure that people have access to education and use that access. We have a segment that works on economic growth, which is about bringing more jobs and industries and retails and those kinds of things to our community. A part that works on quality of place, which really focuses on the physical appearance and the recreational activities of our community. And then a part that focuses on tourism, which is getting people to come and enjoy Christian County for what it is and the wonderful amenities we have. Our community engagement goal, which is what International Festival focuses on, is getting the community engaged in volunteer activities and being a part of the community, but also to understand the diversity of our community and to use that as a benefit that it truly is.
Well, it just looks exciting, and I'm dying to do this to you, Yasmin. I just can't help it. I want you to announce mm-hmm. the Polynesian dance group.
You want me to announce them?
Yeah. Take a whack at the name.
Oh, I'm on the radio, really? You're going to make me do that?
Yes, I've been trying to figure out how to get there in one breath. Give it a shot.
Okay. Let me get the spelling in front of me so I can try it. The Nahula'u Hila Le Haha. I messed it up.
You did great.
Much, much better than we would have done.
One last thing. The James E. Bruce Convention mm-hmm. Center is a huge and beautiful facility. Would you give some directions?
Okay. The actual address is 303 Conference Center Drive. It is off the 41A, just outside of Hopkinsville. So if you were to be coming from the Murray area, you would get on the Pennyroyal Parkway and exit actually on the Lover's Lane exit, and then it's about a block away from that exit. But 303 Conference Center Drive is the address. It's just outside of town, and if anybody's coming and they get lost, you can pretty much stop and ask anybody where the convention center is. It's about, I don't know, a half a mile from our bypass.
Well, it is, as I said, it's a beautiful facility, and this is the Hopkinsville International Festival, Friday, March 15th from 4 to 8 p.m., Saturday, March 16th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yasmin, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Yasmin Asimbad directs the Christian County Cares organization, and I think a GPSing the James E. Bruce Convention Center will get you there as well. So put it on your list of things to do wherever you are in the Four Rivers area. It's a pretty big deal. The Global Education Center is based in Nashville.